David Grigorian, you are a photographer from Odessa, Ukraine. First of all, how is it to be in Germany right now?
Yeah, it's like a little bit like a fresh air and changing the picture from daily life in Odessa. And it's very important for me to travel a little bit, because last time I traveled, it was before COVID. Then after COVID, I stopped in Odessa, and all this limitation was a little bit hard for traveling, and then war. So I had no possibility to travel even now. But since I am an artist, my state gave me a permission for traveling for 3 weeks, because I am presenting Odessa and the current situation. So Ministry of Cultural Affairs gave me permission to travel abroad, but I have to come back in 3 weeks. So it's good to be in Germany or elsewhere, just to changing the picture.
And in Schwäbisch Hall, it's not your first time in Schwäbisch Hall, but how is your impression of the city?
City I liked very much. I hear maybe fifth time. I like it from first time. It's like it's very picture city. Actually, I can't say that it's changed a lot. I don't know, maybe I don't see something, but very calm city, enjoy to be here. And yeah, it's just good place to be around and met some old mates.
And the reason you are in Schwäbisch Hall is your exhibition at the Freilandmuseum Wackershofen. The exhibition is called Alltag in Odessa, Daily Life in Odessa. You were yesterday for the first time at the exhibition.
Yeah,
How did you like it?
I like it a lot, because one of the reasons why I make an exhibition is just to look at my photos on the big size, frame it on the wall, because at my place I have only like few photos hanging on the wall. And here is like I'm enjoying my photos as a viewer. And this exhibition, we started to plan it in early March. It was very I didn't expect it, because Julia Pax from museum, she wrote me an email. I didn't met her before. And she also didn't met me before. She ran in my exhibition a few years ago here in Ubar. So that's how she get know of my works. Yeah, so she wrote me and offered me to make exhibition, to make this project. Of course, I was happy for it, and we started to choose the photos, text and everything. Yeah, and finally, communication since March. Now I see the result, very good selection, and they also produce my photo book with all these pictures and some text from museum director and a little bit info about me. So very cool to have it. So I'm very happy to be here and to see my exhibition.
And for those who haven't seen your pictures yet, how you would describe your style of photography?
Of course, it's better to see than listen about the photography, but in few words, it's just street moments, street photography, street moments in daily life without any scenario, without asking people, can you do this or that? Ephemeral moments, the moments which came from nowhere and go also to nowhere. And this moment can be only once, at least in my life. Yeah, so I'm trying to capture the time, let's say, time and moment.
For how long are you doing this? How you came to photography?
Oh, I came very incidentally. Almost 20 years ago, I asked it to my uncle to borrow his analog camera, because I didn't want it to be a photographer. I just wanted to try to make photo on analog technique. I was interested, will I able to connect all the film speed, shutter speed to make the good picture. And it became very interesting, and I really...
And you dived into it?
Into it, yeah. But of course, first years of photography, it was just like a game, just like a hobby. I even didn't know what to shoot. Of course, since years, I recognized that, okay, I won't do street photography because I was inspired by local photographer. I saw his photos, very rough street photography, and I thought, okay, that's what I want to do. And since that time, it was, I think, 2010, more or less, I started to recognize what photography for me, in which direction to move. And yeah, but anywhere, each year or 2 year or photography, it became like new things for me, new horizons. So if I do, if compare me now and 2 years ago, it's different photos, different feelings.
In the exhibition, there are some photos, really fresh ones, picturing the preparation for war.
Yeah, you know.
And these pictures are really heavy, in my point of view, to see it. How did you experience the first day of war in Odessa, Ukraine?
Of course, it was not really expected, and it was really scary, not as a photographer, but just for resident, because of the sounds and all the panic. I saw people with coffers,
mm-hmm.
suitcases loading everything, two cars, animals, cats, dogs, everything, and the sounds of air alarm, which I never heard before. And of course, something we from beginning was not allowed to photograph, like a seaport or militarians, or so I was a little bit first of all scared, second of all I was like limited, I mean in photography, because the man with the camera already have a lot of attention, plus I have analog camera, and if somebody would like to open it, for example, we have a lot of policemen patrolling street, militarians. So once I had incident, the police searched me, what I have in the pocket, because they're patrolling parks and streets for searching for sabotagers.
Mm-hmm.
So the one who collaborating with
Russians,
pro-Russians. And they saw my camera and they asked me to show the photos, and I said, it's impossible. And they asked, what do I film? Do I film militarians? Do I film the seaport, which is strictly, very strictly forbidden? I said, no. So they let me go. But they were close to open it, just to be sure that there is nothing can be showed from me. Yeah, sometimes people are look at my camera with suspicion, but it was, now it's calm, people used to, but in March it was a little bit not so easy to work. But if we come back to photos you're talking about, people making Molotov cocktails, people preparing for defending. I had permission to go into these places where volunteers work. So for that time, for that place, it was like no problem to work for me. But I've been in such a target group where a lot of militarians with weapons, a lot of volunteers. So yeah, this place was like a target. So we could be bombed or shelled or something, but thanks God, nothing happened. But of course, when I did photos of how old men making Molotov cocktail, it was a little bit scary, because I could, in my imagination, I understood it can be street fights. Yeah, it's not the dream photos I would like to do, but it's also history, and I should do it. I should show it to other people.
How do you make it? Do you put it in social media, or where you put your photos on?
Yes, some photos I put it in social media. And also, when it started, as I told you, many things wasn't allowed to photograph. But in some places, like, for example, city center of Odessa were totally blocked. Only people who live there could enter, or let's say our opera theater. Only singers could walk there, and some of our monuments were covered by sandbags, which volunteers does on the beach. Me also, I was working there as a volunteer. So I was working with foreigner journalist, and we got permission to go in the city center and make photos, but with us were militarians and press officer. And when I did photos and when I uploaded on Instagram, let's say, I wrote that all photos were taken by permission from press officer, because once, not even once, few times I got comments or someone texted me like, hey, it's not allowed to make photo of opera, why do you post it? So people were pissed because of me, but not everyone knew that I'm working in journalistic field, so I'm allowed to do that.
And you described the first days of the war, everything was new and chaotic and nobody knew what's going to be happen.
Yeah, exactly.
And what is the situation now?
Now, like last 2-3 days, they again started to shell the port because it's very strategical object. But let's say whole summer it was calm, no incident, no shelling, but it's daily alarms.
Till today, once in a day, really?
It can be 3 times in a day, it can be in the night. Life became normal again. But the only thing, we have curfew from 11 evening until 5 morning. No one is allowed to be outside except police and militarians. So almost all cafes are open already, museums coming back to life. So like daily life looks like there is no war in the country. But the front line, it's more than 200 kilometers away from Odessa. That's why Odessa look fresh, let's say.
And why you decide to stay in Odessa? So you had the chance maybe to go to another city or to leave the country. Why you choose to stay?
Because if I stay in Ukraine, for me Odessa is best place to stay, because it's my place. I have place to live there, and I still working with foreigner journalists as a fixer. I help them to make a reportage, make an interview, translation, everything they need. So I am occupied. I do not board in Odessa. If I go to another, so most safety place in Ukraine, it's Western Ukraine, like Lemberg and around. But since war started, to rent apartment there, it's extremely expensive. Its prices rise like 3 times more. So it can be apartment for 1,000 euro, which is impossible for, at least for me and for many people. Because in Odessa, the prices for renting, now it's lower, but because it's not so safety. But in Western Ukraine, it's opposite. And why I don't want to live, like move to another countries? As I told you, I have something to do in Odessa, and if I come to European countries as a refugee, I don't really want to be a refugee. I don't want to have, how to say it, I will have support from state. So it means support from your local people wallet, and I don't really want to be like in someone's shoulders, you know. Yeah, I think it's main reason. And also, I have to start again to... Maybe here is a lot of photographers or a lot of people who work in journalist fields like I do. So I have to learn.
You need to know what's going on.
Yeah, so I will hear like a new one, and it will be for me, it may be difficult to find work in this field. That's because I would like to continue my work. As a photographer, as a freelance photographer, journalist, I don't really want to do another work. Not because I'm lazy or something, because I want to use my own skills with my favorite job. That's why.
And what do you think about the war? How it will continue?
Honestly, I'm trying not to read news a lot or every day, because first of all, it's a lot of information for your brain, and it's sometimes, of course, news not so positive, and it's make me like nervous. But of course, sometimes I read, sometimes I listen from friends, from family. But news from Russia's side, not so well, because they have more and more people involved to war, mobilization around whole country. which is not so well for us. But our soldiers are very strong, as everyone can see. We still fight with huge amount of people, but some part of Ukrainian territory again back to us. So Ukrainians push back the Russians. But the main one, he can't stop, as everyone can see, he won't continue. And of course, unfortunately, I have no idea how and when it end. But of course, I believe and I hope as soon as it's gonna stop soon, because it's not what gonna be in the middle of Europe in the 21st century. It's weird. It's like unbelievable.
Yeah, what really impresses me is that you like a really positive guy. You laugh a lot. It seems like you can deal with the situation, with the war in your own country, in your own city, quite well. Can you explain me some of your recipes?
As I told you, in Odessa, it's, let's say, calm, except last 2 days. And it's also, it's make myself more or less also calm. And if thinking global, like I can't really stop the war or do something to make it done. And I have to continue my daily things, my work, my hobbies. I still do skateboarding. I do my own photography, and I still communicate with some friends. So, and just simply I do things which make me satisfied, happy, because if I would stop it and I will read the news and I will cry or nervous, it will be worse for, it will be bad for me and for everyone. So better small help to myself and to people than big nervous and stress. So that's a recipe. Anyway, the life goes on, and if I have possibility to do my favorite things, even during the war, I should do it. And everyone, I think, have to do it, because otherwise it will be like war inside your brain, and it will be very bad for you. That's a recipe, but that's my own. You can add something your own, but you are safety here. So,
David Grigorian, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for interesting, and thank you for welcoming me in Radio Störfunk.